On this episode, Jay Leno gets into a fight with the ground and loses. One man gets a little too close to the sun. Thanksgiving is Thursday, and Ryan Day has a chance to stomp the team up north on Saturday.
This week on the Flashburn Podcast?
Is that what we usually say? Welcome back, everyone, to the Flashburn Podcast. I am your host, Landon Chambers, along with my co-host, Zach Harper, and it has not been a great day so far.
Not for you. I've had a great day. I'm in a really good mood.
God. And you've had a bad day.
You're off tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow.
Erica just texted me. She's like, if you take off tomorrow, will you get paid for Thanksgiving? I said, no.
No.
Or Friday. Sorry, honey. I said, I'm off Monday. No-go. Yeah, I'm off Monday. Why didn't you tell me a week ago? I could have put the fucking day in.
Yeah.
Too late now. Nobody's going to be there tomorrow. It's going to be easy ass day. Put the headphones in.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It is going to be
Nobody's going to be there tomorrow.
Although I am getting out of probably welding out more baffles tomorrow. So fucking amen on that shit.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
On a 440? Yeah, no.
Oh, even worse.
Yeah, worse.
You're off tomorrow. Tom's off tomorrow. I think Thomas is taking off tomorrow. There's three of eight. So
I know Alex is working tomorrow, but
there's going to be nobody there. Three of us, four of us. Tim's probably off tomorrow. No one. Tim.
Like, those are nice days to be there because it is...
Sure. Quiet.
Yeah, quiet and...
I'm not saying that I don't get anything done. I'm not saying that.
No, I mean, I do what I normally do. I just don't have to worry about...
People talking. Sometimes days I don't like to talk to anybody. And well, I don't have to. It's great.
Also, if you have to move shit, there's less people in your way. And
if you need anything for resources, it's there.
Forklift. Yeah, if you need to go get something on a forklift... Chances are it's going to be there.
The brand new forklift is sitting right there. Ready to go.
I haven't gotten in that thing yet.
I haven't either. I'm afraid to because I'm afraid the fucking controls are different or something. So I have to loosen my belt. I'm fat. I had Taco Bell before I come over here. So might as well just take the fucker off.
I'm probably going to be sticking to Taco Bell.
Oh, yeah. So you went to McDonald's today and didn't go very well?
I mean, first of all, like
this,
I said,
this capped off your
night. Not had a great day.
I'm trying to be nice to you today. Sorry.
And then fucking dude, McDonald's.
God. Shit.
It's garbage.
Sometimes. Trash sometimes.
It's like the fries are only good 2 minutes after they get out of the fryer.
You want a secret to your fries to make them good every time?
Don't go to McDonald's?
I'm not saying it works every time, but I'm saying nine times out of ten, this works. Can I get a fry with that?
No salt.
No salt.
Yeah.
And they have to remake them fresh with no salt. And no salt, usually.
I'm just not that asshole.
Oh, I can be.
Today I was on that verge of like, fuck this place.
Being that asshole?
Yeah.
Germantown McDonald's, you gotta step it up. My whole way of landing. He ain't very happy what you
don't
got
worry
going
about
on there.
I ain't going back there.
Do some reviews. They got the email on the door still or whatever?
Probably.
Shout out to my brother, by the way. He's supposed to come down here to the show. He's busy. So I poured a little bit of his Buffalo Trace into a cup and didn't tell him.
I don't know how you drink that shit.
Oh, I don't either. Watch my face when I take a sip.
Here we go. Down the hatch.
I try to keep it straight.
Yeah, you did all right there for a second.
Oh, I don't know why I drank it either. I'm not for sure. Once we get a camera in here, you watch us sip whiskey and not like it.
Nope.
You can watch us dislike it. Can't what?
You can't drink on YouTube.
Why not?
You can't drink on Twitch.
Why?
Because it's against the rules.
Please tell me you're joking.
No, not if you want it monetized.
You can't drink on YouTube?
No. It would be age-restricted and probably at least partially demonetized.
So how does Rogan and his buddies get higher and fuck on YouTube?
Do you think Rogan gives a fuck about that kind of monetization on YouTube? They don't smoke and drink that often either.
No, they don't. But Scott Storch episode last week, he smoked the whole time, which was a great one, by the way. Scott Storch is a huge...
I started that one, and that guy seems like a fucking douchebag.
Absolutely. Well, he used to be. I mean, he still is. But yeah, big dude pack. But he produced some of the biggest hits of our 2000s. I'll play you 10 songs on my phone. You'll be like, oh, yeah, these are good songs.
Oh, I'm sure he did. I listened to him do the Dre shit.
Yeah. Well, that's one thing, but yeah.
I get it for you. You're into music like that.
Right.
But You listen, couldn't finish I don't it. Give a fuck if it's slightly off instead of clean. It would be, it's a little sloppy. That's cool and all. Yeah, it's but not like, even, it's, I'm not sticking around for that.
It
for
wasn't, sure. even, it wasn't about that. He's just a good composer. He's just going to write great music.
I'm and he not disagreeing.
About how but, he was worth $80 million and blew it all on cocaine and strippers, which is
sure.
incredible. That's impressive.
I'm sure it is. But like, if you start off, if the episode starts off sure with something that I'm not that interested in and you seem like a fucking douchebag, I'm clicking off of it.
Double
it's fair. Just how, yeah. This is how it works.
He had, his car collection, he had like 22 supercars at one time. He dated Kim K. He was dating Paris Hilton for a while. He just couldn't get off the cocaine. Couldn't stop. And he got fucked up, lost all his money. Good buddy was DMX. He told that story. He's like, DMX was living in my house. All right. He's like, and then this is the Pamela Anderson story. This is a good one. And he's like, we had this massive fucking party. People are still kind of lingering around at like 9 a.m, okay? Straggling around my house. Like some people are awake, some not, depending on what you did the night before.
Yeah.
And on my front door. So I opened the door. It's Pam Anderson. I was like, what's up? She was like, hey, I'm just trying to come over and hang out, you know? And he's like, all right, come on in. Like, whatever, you know? So he's like, I go to the bottom of the stairs and I yell up my stairs. I'm like, yo, X. DMX was living there.
Mm-hmm.
X comes out of the bedroom. He's like, he looks over the banister. He's like, look who it is. The DMX goes, Baywatch. He didn't turn around and walk back into his bedroom. It's fucked up. Like, he's like, but DMX is smoking crack at the same table that I'm looking at him going, X, you gotta get off that shit. You gotta stop doing that shit. He's like, so we're just two peas in a pot of just getting fucked up on cocaine.
Yeah, this is
not a good way of like, living
this
life.
This is every trailer park in America just with more money.
A lot.
That's all that is.
A lot
I've
more money.
I've seen that before.
A lot more money.
With my own eye, like
it was fun
not quite that much, but like bait, like you know, if you downgrade Pam Anderson to like a Trailer Park 2,
sure,
and you know, all the guys instead of driving Bentleys or driving a beat up Cavalier,
driving Silverado, you
know, same thing, beat up Silverado I've seen trucks. That. I've seen
that. It was an interesting episode because I'm a Scott Storch fan and he did a lot of music back in the day, and I'm sure you, I understand your indifference of.
I did start it. I think I lasted about 7 minutes.
Probably. The new one's Mark Anderson, who's a founder of a couple of different things. He's a multi-billionaire. I've already seen people on X talk about how that one is good because they're calling about Ukraine and Russia, which is getting a little hairy if you haven't followed. Anyway, so you had a bad day. So you have a little bit of a headache. You're kind of...
it was a rough morning.
Grinding through life. God, I didn't talk to you at all today. Normally, we don't talk anyway at work. It's just best that we don't. And then when we get together, we can actually have a conversation.
Well,
I made a reference before the show. I said, you look like you're about to win. Wait, stop. Hold on. We didn't finish the fucking story before. I'm blown away that you can't drink on YouTube. I'm shocked. I had no clue. All right, so if but I
you
put said my...
You can.
Okay, if I put my bourbon in a Coke thing, they won't know the difference.
No, yeah. But yeah, I can't, you can hide it. You just can't say you're...
I can't say I'm getting fucked up.
Or you're drinking, basically.
I can't say I'm drinking.
Yeah.
I had no clue. I'm shocked by that. I'm beyond shocked by that. That's crazy.
That's been a long time thing.
I had no
clue. And Twitch right now is going through an adpocalypse too.
I had no clue.
This pre-adpocalypse. I mean, yeah, fucking.
I had no clue that we saw the same.
Doesn't want their. I don't know what advertises on YouTube
anymore.
Somebody
didn't like it. Fair. Well, that part makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if the advertisers go to YouTube and say, hey, we don't want you to put our advertisements on a Taliban video. Or a Joe Rogan video where he's smoking and drinking.
You got to listen.
Yeah, I mean, I get that shit.
Sure, that's fair. I also didn't know that we saw the same side of the moon, so don't be too shocked by my YouTube not knowing. So I looked that up, by the way. The moon does spin. Griffin, you fucker. He's listening right now. It does spin. The problem is
it spins almost to
the same speed of the Earth, which is why we never see the other side, correct?
Yeah.
No, I got into that big time.
We did know that. You just didn't understand that when we were talking about it.
That doesn't fucking make sense. I don't understand that. But I had several people.
We see. That's what he's saying. We don't see a different side of the Earth.
It's all the same one.
The sun will hit every part of the moon.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we don't see it.
But we don't see the dark side of the moon.
Which is why Pink Floyd wrote the album. I had no clue that any indifference to that. I'm sorry. I had a lot
you
of people
didn't know how you watch Transformers as well.
I don't watch Transformers. Okay. I had a lot of people tell me that was a very good episode. So thanks for listening. Casey Steck, a bunch of the people, guys at work was like, hey, that's one of the best ones you guys did.
Jason walked up to me and it's like one of the first things he said.
Yeah, it was a free floor.
I told him, I was like, Well, then go tell Harper.
And he did. And I thought it was a joke, and he wasn't joking.
No, he wasn't.
It was a free flooring episode. We didn't have a lot of layout, but we did the stream, and Griffin's very knowledgeable about his shit. The week before, the Deets episode did really well in the numbers. He shared with a lot of soldiers. I appreciate all you guys listening.
Yeah, Austin came up to me with that one.
Hopefully you continue listening to the show.
That was a good one.
Yeah, and if you do, we appreciate it. We also appreciate your service and everything you do for this fucking country. For sure. I'm 100% supportive of the military. Had a good one there, too. Deets knows his shit. So had a nice conversation. No guest today. I'm going to have my brother on who doesn't know anything about anything. But unfortunately, he's not here.
Ravens football. That's about it.
Actually, he is here. What is he doing? Moving a Christmas tree or something?
He says he's working on work.
Yeah, he's always doing work. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fair. So I was going to ask him about his work stuff. Anyway, so I was reverting back. I'm doing the wave as our president-elect says. As I was sitting to talk to you, this is something I don't think we've ever talked about on the show. He's doing the dance right now. We need a camera.
I was doing a dance.
We need a camera.
I had a Rocket League game this week.
I got 5 days off. I don't want to anticipate this, but we need a camera. We need to find out where we're going to mount it. We need to start with at least one. We'll get going in the direction.
Missing your phone.
We can't drink either. You're missing your phone. What?
You can. I mean, listen, if I poured some Jack in my McDonald's Coke right here, they ain't gonna know.
I could use my phone for a camera.
Yeah, you just can't be like, if you're like drinking beers, tipping bottles.
Anyway, I'm doing the wave back to what we were talking about earlier. We haven't ever discussed this, I don't think, on the show. I said you look like a poker player. And you said, the world star poker player. And you said, I could probably win. And I was shocked by that because I didn't know you played poker. We've never talked about that on the show, ever. And I'm like, you know what?
I'd do it super rare now.
We might have a big enough table to have a little poker jam right here. I have to take our shit off the table. Yeah, sucks.
No, this is playing big enough.
But we have a poker night one night. But I didn't know you played. I played. I was terrible, and I lost a lot of money to.
We used to play all the time in high school.
Yeah, I'm not that good. You'd have to be like telling me the rules as we go because I don't. Full Tilt was really easy because you can only do.
You can't fuck up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I burn a lot of money playing Full Tilt. Yeah,
and there's like the part, like if you're playing with friends, you know, it's obviously you can get away with like. Different shit, but you go play. Like I played, pros. Well, not even pros, but just like people who play. Like I went to a tournament, or I don't know, not a tournament, I guess. Just it was like at an Eagles or something. I don't remember. One of those. I think it was an Eagles fraternal.
A little more
Eagles.
Serious game than just your buddies.
Yeah, yeah. They don't let you get away with people that you don't know.
Yeah, they want their money. Yeah, they want their money. You're not. Yeah. They don't play around.
So
you fuck up, you fuck up. You're on your own.
But I got pretty unlucky in that one.
You got beat up.
Well, unfortunately, I got placed on a table. I knew better. I should just stayed away from playing whenever he played. But he played almost every hand he had, and he was. I don't know how to say this. He wasn't nonverbal, but like he's impaired, you know, autism or something.
Like, legally, like actually,
you're
fucked.
So like
you're shrewd.
Yeah, you can't.
Not only do you can't read him, he's very smart.
He's probably
smart at this.
I mean, maybe, but the things he was doing was like.
That's funny.
You know, when you wouldn't, I mean. Maybe he is just that good at it, but like, yeah, I got. Like, started to blind out, you're not playing very much.
Right, you're backing off.
Okay. And then the blinds were going up quick.
Then you got to pick something. You don't play shit, but you got to play.
So
I learned a little bit. My buddy Shock taught me a little bit back in the day. We used to play online every now and then. He wouldn't play online much because it's not the same.
Yeah, it's not.
Obviously not the same.
I played a little bit online, but. You play totally different when you play online.
Yeah, you can just play whatever the fuck you want. You can't read nobody in the room. You have no clue.
And it's not real money.
Oh, I was playing real money, but yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, no, I was playing Full Tilt.
Well, when I was playing online, it wasn't for money.
Oh, that's very different.
But like, I mean, you want to talk about, my cousin lived with us at my grandma's house when I was growing up, and I can't tell you how many times we would sit there and literally just watch poker. I had a poker video game.
Oh, I love World Series Poker. I watch it on TV a lot.
Moneymaker.
If you put it on your phone and just kind of play around, you will learn the rules and things.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's a good way to learn.
That's how I tell people who want to learn how to play euchre to learn how to play.
I've never played euchre.
Because you can't fuck it up. Like the game, as long as you somewhat pick it up as you go, like, you can make bad plays, but you can't make wrong plays, which is the biggest thing.
Right.
So
you look like a poker player. Maybe we should do poker here one night. That'd be fun.
I'll take your money.
Get some of our, yeah, you probably would. Get some of our elite listeners that's listened to all the shows, have them come over and play some poker one night. It'd be fun. We could even set microphones up over top of the table and record as we're doing it.
And then there's like,
not much to hear, but you can
watch.
Do
you want to play tournament style or do you want to play cash?
No, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I don't know the differences.
Well, because there's different ways of doing it. Yeah.
Right. This show is sponsored by JD Rain Printing and Designs. You already know. Stickers, banners, vehicle wraps, political signs. We say it every week. We've been saying it for 114 weeks straight. You know what I noticed today? Oh, by the way, like their Facebook and check out their stuff. Erica says, why don't you just take a week off? It's Thanksgiving. She's like, because Monday, Landon's got stuff going on, right?
Yep. That's ridiculous.
Tuesday, you have to get your beard trimmed in Brookville. So you have to drive from Germantown to Brookville to get your beard trimmed, drive back to Germantown to do the show, and drive back to Brookville home. She's like, you're going to do that? I said, honey, this is 114 in a row. We ain't missed.
You could have gotten your beard trimmed some other time.
No, no. I scheduled 2 weeks ago. And all they had was this week where I could go do it. I could do it yesterday, but you were busy. So I kind of got fucked on the deal. He was off tomorrow.
Well, I was busy. Thursday, Thanksgiving. I was busy because I was making time for this.
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate, but I made the sacrifice tonight to make the 114th show in a row. This is consistency I don't even know how to explain to people because I've never had this. I don't know what this is. Like I said, the only consistencies in my life like that would be relationship and 2 kids. That's it. Everything else has changed in the last 114 weeks.
So many times.
I've had the Impala for 114 weeks. I take that back. Well, I didn't have the Jeep when I started the show. Didn't even own it. Think about that. Yeah. That's crazy, right? Yeah. My fuck, and that thing's that like 3/4 of the way paid off now.
Crazy. Oh, I wish I could say that. Dude, I was fucking.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Listen, I haven't told you this yet.
Go ahead. Shoot.
2 touchdowns away from a $20,000 parlay.
Oh, my. Speaking of paying off.
Two.
So fucking, two people had to score or you were 14 points away?
I needed Travis Kelce.
Okay.
To score a touchdown.
He didn't score one, did he?
He didn't score one.
All right, okay.
Noah Gray caught 2 fucking touchdowns, their other tight end.
I watched the one.
Sons of bitches. You know what's funny is like, if I had to put Noah Gray on that instead of Travis, the number probably would have gone up, too.
Probably. Oh, absolutely it would have, for sure.
Probably.
No one would have suspected him.
And then Amon-Ra St. Brown didn't score a touchdown How
much did you bet?
If you think anyone, 20 bucks. If you think anyone on my 8-leg parlay would have hit,
you think it'd be him?
It'd be. Mm-hmm. I mean, I did put 2 lines down. I had Jahmyr Gibbs too.
Damn, 20 grand.
20 grand.
Even after taxes, you'd still be walking around like 10, 14? 12, 12, 12, yeah, 10, 12, 14.
I was
grand.
Thinking 14. I'm like, I can.
That would
it's
give
like,
me.
That's not enough. But I was like, shit, I might put 5 grand away to go to Europe to watch Worlds in Europe.
That would give me anxiety on Sundays to bet that much. Well, it's not even much money. No, it's just not, the fact that there's
20 bucks.
It's like it's 20 bucks, but there's a lot on the line.
If my parlay last night would have hit.
What a hit, though.
Well, if my parlay last night would have hit, which I needed, it was a 3-leg parlay. But like if that one would have hit, I needed Derrick Henry to score and Ladd McConkey to score, which they didn't. But like typically, basically the way I bet is I'll do a big parlay, that one's worth a lot, and then I'll do like 3 or 4 other parlays, and those will generally cover the rest of my bets.
They're $60, $60.
All I have to do is win one parlay out of like 5,
and you're out no money,
and I'm out 0. Usually up a couple bucks. This week I did lose all of them, so I was down. I think $60. $50, $60.
What did I win? 20 grand.
But I was also up 170 last week, so.
20,000 would have been sweet.
Fucking A, it would have been real good. I mean, can you, like.
Not completely life-changing money, but it's enough to make a difference.
No, it's just a nice chunk. It's mm-hmm. like, it's like, okay, if I do end up going to Europe for Worlds, covered. It's already done. I'm good. And then I have, you know, then probably would have been a new PC and. Probably throw some more cash for my the league I'm a part of for prize pool.
Been nice.
And then just have a little...
some money back to cover your vacation.
A little money back.
I started our TikTok page back up. It was down for a little bit because I took mine down. Didn't realize they were linked. So... I know. Facebook did the same thing, unfortunately. Yeah. If you want to follow our TikTok, it's at the Flashburn Podcast. Very simple. I'd like to get up to enough where we can do lives off there. I think it's like 5,000. We got to have a shit ton of followers before you can go live. But
that's not that much on TikTok, though.
It's really not, considering how many people and how many bots are on there. It's not.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to start posting videos on there, maybe of the show, just small portions of the show that we do. And then when we get snippets going, I'll try to post. Yeah, I know. I'm burping, too. You burping?
I just
Taco Bell ripping me up.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, well, yeah, that'll do it, too.
Yeah.
So you mentioned in the intro, let's just do some tidbits here. We'll just have a little discussion since people seem to like the open candidate situation here. That was the wrong word. So Jay Leno got beat up by a hill. This is a wild, and unfortunately, I can't show a picture or video. But what the fuck happened to this guy?
I don't know. Apparently he was in Pittsburgh and he fell down a hill.
His face is awful. It looked like somebody took a cinder block and smacked him in the side of the face with it.
I mean, he's old.
I saw it. He took his like glasses off and I was like, his eye was all red and shit. He said he fell down a hill at his Hampton. And then I watched a podcast this week.
Mm-hmm.
They went through four or five different Hamptons in the city. What did you say he was?
He was in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Okay. Stephen Crowder went through four or five different Hamptons around Pittsburgh, and was showing pictures of them.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them, one of them was sitting kind of on a hill.
Yeah.
And it was a solid hill, but it was grass. And they were like,
I heard it was like 35 feet from bottom to top.
It doesn't look like that would wreck your face. Like you would have to hit your face on a rock to get.
I mean, he is old though.
He is old. But I recommend everyone listening to just look that up on Safari and look at this dude's face. It looked like somebody whipped his ass. It's bad. And I'm just making assumptions here that I probably shouldn't make, but his wife has Alzheimer's.
Alzheimer's, whatever.
She's in and out, okay, apparently. That accident could have happened at home. What if she thought he was an intruder, didn't know who he was? Hit him with something, possibly? Obviously, if that happened.
They don't live in Pittsburgh, though, do they?
I would say not. But he would not be telling people if that happened, though. You know, he would cover it up.
Yeah, for sure he wouldn't.
But I would use something better than a hill, but I guess what would you use? I don't know. But maybe she accidentally hit him or something. Maybe something happened. I don't know. His face is fucked up.
He's got an eye patch on in this video.
It's bad. Yeah, that's the one I saw. He pulls the patch off and the glasses off. Man, his face is mangled. I'm telling you, it looks like somebody hit him with a cinder block.
I mean, the whole side of his face is purple for sure.
Should look it up. We're going to check out something wild. Leno gets hurt a lot. He got burned all the shit.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, one of his cars. What was the last thing he did? He fell off.
That was the last thing he did, I thought.
Was it burn? I thought there was something else too. He keeps fucking himself up, poor guy. I like Jay Leno. Nice guy.
How old is he?
I think 71. Takes you out the dark.
How old is Jay Leno?
Your friend will tell you.
74 years.
That's close.
So, I mean...
maybe that's why he's so...
you fall at that age.
Bruce. Yeah. Maybe that's why he's so bruised. That makes sense.
Yeah.
God, his face looks bad, though. It's rough. It is, I'm telling you. Except my fucking eye. Sorry. Yeah, we covered that. What else we got? Oh, you said you need bachelor party ideas.
Oh, yeah. So I'm a groomsman.
Explain.
In my buddy's wedding. And shout out to Seth. I know he doesn't listen, but, you know.
Is this the Warcraft guy?
Yes.
Oh, he's getting married.
Yeah.
I was Facebook friends with him when he met her.
Oh. Yeah.
Cool. Cute couple. I don't know either one of them. I'm just saying that.
Right.
Congratulations to them.
So we're at, that's what I was doing at Elsa's last night was he was proposing to me and, you know, a couple other boys.
You went to Elsa's?
Yeah.
You fucker.
Two bad ones. That sounds and so good. Chimichanga. I actually felt pretty gross last night, to be quite honest.
I'm sure you did. Wait, hold on. Two bad ones in what? Jimmy Chung's?
Jimmy Chung, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I didn't feel that great.
Yeah.
She got home from work.
The bad ones are great.
Always.
It was just too much food.
Last time I went was watching Dallas get their ass kicked. I ain't been in a long time.
That was
it's been almost
time.
A year now. I mean, think about it that way. I'd like to go here soon. Monday night, she got home from work. She's like, I'm hungry. I don't feel like cooking. You don't know how to cook because you're a dumbass. So I said, let's go eat. I'll take somewhere. Where you want to go? I'll take you where you want to go. I don't know. Roosters? Sounds good. Too far. B-dubs? Don't think so. So I pulled the map up on my phone and started going through the GPS map through Inglewood. Wait a minute.
Okay, so this is why this I thought I put this on there last week and we just didn't get to it.
What?
You're about Frisch's.
No, Freddy's.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were
Freddy's. Okay, so my father-in-law said Frisch's in Inglewood's closing. I have yet to confirm that.
Well, hold on. But
I found a lot of other
before
ones.
Before we go too far, I wanted to talk a little bit more about this bachelor party.
Go ahead. We had Freddy's. It was good. Go ahead. That's what I was getting at. Go ahead.
Okay. It is good.
I mean, it's Steak and Shake.
Smash burgers are great.
I don't think I've ever had that one.
What?
Smash burger?
That's what they are. They're smash burgers. That's what Freddy's makes. It's also what Steak and Shake
makes. It's like Steak and Shake. Same thing.
They're smash burgers.
Oh, there's a restaurant called Smash Burger. So I asked them.
There might be.
There is.
But that's what they are.
I don't know what's different about them. They're a steak burger, right? It's a steak instead of a beef. Same thing. Different.
No.
I'm not a foodie. I am a foodie, but I don't look into it. Please tell me about your bachelor party. You're going to piss me off. Go ahead.
We're going to have to get back into this.
You have a headache. Go ahead. I'll leave you alone.
So this is the first time that we feel like we can probably go, you know, actually somewhere on a bachelor party because we're not as broke as we used to be when we were
younger.
20, you know, 25
fair.
Or whatever.
Okay, fair. So you're looking at a place to...
I mean, the whole map is open.
You're trying to get wild.
Talking about Maine. He's talking about going Sasquatch hunting in like Oregon.
What about that for a bachelor party? But okay.
Nah, I think that'd be pretty sweet. Well, first of all, his vibe isn't like going to a bar getting smashed.
I was getting ready to say we're different people.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a World of Warcraft world finalist, this guy. He's one of the best players in the United States. He's a killer.
He was a killer. He was really good.
Okay. He's not into strippers and alcohol. We know. Go ahead. I mean, you sold it there.
He would love drinking some Buffalo Trace with you. Don't get me wrong.
Not in a bachelor party setting with naked girls and drugs.
Yeah. No. None of that.
Fair.
But like going to a.
Oh yeah, we're on different pages. Yeah. You're talking about chasing Sasquatch. I'm talking about chasing the African Queen. We're not.
Listen,
we're indifferent.
I may have mentioned it a couple times.
Please tell me you did.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes! I was hoping like, absolutely. Please tell me you said, you know, we could go back to Texas.
I was like, I mean, we could go to Austin. Austin's pretty cool.
There you go.
Vegas is pretty cool.
Yes. Yes. There you go. That'd be fun.
Yeah. I mean,
no, he went into it.
No, not necessarily. He wouldn't mind going to Vegas or whatever.
You don't have to like get fucking wild. I mean,
you can
still go have a good time. But I've never been to Vegas.
He's not generally into gambling either. I mean, to be honest, none of us really are. I enjoy gambling on sports because
it's sports.
It's
interesting to you.
Right.
Yeah.
But like
just sitting down and getting hammered is not as much fun, but you're trying to win money.
No. But, and then I had the fucking goal, which hand up, that's my fault.
What'd you say?
In the summer, Michigan can be. And they're like, this week is, I mean, you're right. I shouldn't have.
Bad week to talk about Michigan.
Bad week to talk about Michigan. My fault. That's on me.
You guys hate Michigan that much?
Yeah, fuck Michigan.
I can only assume people make fun of you and your gang for hating a football team that much. I hate them too. Don't get me wrong. But y'all take it to an extreme.
Listen, as
people on X won't type the M.
As a libertarian, some of my favorite things to do are to watch Bears fans that are
melting down,
Michigan fans that are melting down.
Okay, that's fair.
And liberals that are melting down.
Fair as
well. All three of those. So much I could not. There's not enough time in the world to consume that time. It's just fun.
We could go to Michigan. No, we ain't fucking talking about that till next week.
Maybe.
By the numbers, I can only assume that Ohio State's going to beat the shit out of them Saturday.
Sure hope so.
By the numbers, they should have kicked their ass.
I sure fucking hope so.
If they lose.
They better. If they lose, he's out.
Who's out?
Ryan Day's gone.
Yeah, I've heard that.
He's, fuck that.
I heard that. I was going to talk about
you. He will be fired by the fans.
I would say if they lose next week, can we talk about that or is that going to be off limits?
Oh, it's just going to be...
we talked about it last year.
It's just going to be ranting.
We just didn't talk about it much. We didn't take it to the... Because they got stomped last year. We didn't take it to the next level. We just let it go.
Well, it's like, okay, Michigan is good, but like you have...
They were good last year.
I know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You have to... But like, you can't be. I mean, the only thing that's really saved him so far is he does seem to realize how important it is.
Oh, sure.
That was what John Cooper's problem was. He had great teams, would lose to Michigan almost every single year, and treated it as just another game. Bitch, this is not just another game. Jim Tressel practiced every week. There was at least some time spent on Michigan every single week.
Every week?
Every
A game that's 12 fucking weeks away.
Week.
They're talking about it already.
By far.
It's crazy.
The most important game.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Every year.
Regardless of how good either team is.
Regardless.
Don't matter.
Does not matter.
That's it's crazy how into people get about this game.
Fuck Michigan.
A prime example.
And I could not be more serious about that.
You're very serious about how serious this football game is. Now, some people are going to tell you it's just a game. It's a football game. It's like any other.
Right.
But y'all get into it big time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hatred. My friend, my buddy Matt Schock will not talk for days on end after an Ohio State loss to Michigan. To nobody. He won't talk at all. He gets really adult upset.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It will absolutely.
It'll ruin your week. It'll ruin your month. It'll ruin your month if they lose Saturday. It'll ruin December and everything. Like Christmas.
To some extent, it ruins the whole year until the next year when we play them again.
That small piece of you that gives a big fuck about this game is going to be like, just going to turn it off.
Fuck them.
Did you see that game? I want to talk about it. I'm in a good mood today. You're going to fucking ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Landon, that was 6 weeks ago. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I won't talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
They should beat them. Ohio State's favored by what? 10? That was the number I heard today?
No.
I can look real quick. Go ahead.
19 or something?
Oh, wow. That far?
They're not good.
21.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's 21. What I'm seeing. Boy. Jesus, 21. Yikes.
And just like last week, I like the awareness that Henderson showed going down before getting into the end zone. But guess what, bitch? We're scoring another.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Put them in the grave. I'm sorry for weaving, as our president-elect says. Let's go back to the bachelor party. Weaving. So Michigan is out this week. We're not talking about it. Vegas is on the table.
Michigan is definitely a no-go.
Texas is on the table. You said Maine to go Sasquatch hunting. What else you got?
Oregon was. Colorado's a good thing, but his dad lives in Colorado.
Okay.
So it's like, and we've talked about going there anyway. So it's like, do we want to go for this or should we go somewhere else? And then we can go there some other time, maybe later date or whatever.
Right.
Because he lives in like a fucking log cabin, like an hour outside of one of the major cities. I don't know which one, I'm not exactly sure which one, but we talked about Nashville because he's a Tennessee Titan fan. So talked about going on a cruise too.
Nashville's cool. Oh, a cruise is great.
See, you say that, but that's because you like to sit on a deck and just drink all day.
Who doesn't?
Hand up.
Me? Why don't you want to sit on a fucking $500 million boat and drink nice drinks and relax by a pool and listen to music?
I
mean,
that's basically what I did, but after like a day of it, I was bored.
I was too. Day and a half, I got a little fried out, especially with the sun and shit. But the cruise stops different places. You can go to places, you can go shop, go to the Bahamas, keep your wallet in your front pocket, by the way.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, and then you can go to the private island that they own, all white sand, it's nice.
And sit down.
It's nice.
And drink.
It's nice.
And sit down and drink.
You are repetitively doing the same thing.
Yeah, just in different spots.
My brother gained 16 fucking pounds on the cruise that we went to.
Because he ate 74 hot dogs.
28, I think, is what he counted. Or 30. I had to ask him. He ate so many fucking hot dogs because they had the buffet open 24 hours. He would just, every time I saw him, third deck, second deck, first deck, bottom deck, you fucking name it. He had a hot dog or two in one hand and a drink in the other the whole time. That was a blast. But I'm like, after 3 days straight, aren't you tired of eating fucking hot dogs and drinking the same damn drink? So I understand to a point.
Yeah.
The tropical climate, especially currently now, is what's so appealing.
Yes,
get me the fuck out of here and go to a nice island and get in the water on the ocean for 2 days. Absolutely, sign me up. But 2 or 3 days. I know people's going 7-day exactly. cruises. They said, don't do that.
Yeah, I bet.
Because it's not fun. Yeah. Like my cousin went on the Disney cruise for 7 days, and he's like, man, after about 4 days, you're like, all right.
Yeah.
Are we about done with this? Yeah. Nashville's cool. Nice spot for a bachelor party, I would think. Cool spot.
Yeah, I mean,
plenty of music, things to do.
Obviously, huge bachelorette party place. Yes, but like
it is. Yeah,
but also, the whole thing with that was like we could catch a game, and then spend a few nights out. Like,
yeah,
you know.
Did you look at
either going to a bar? There's just other shit to do though.
Is there any good games coming up? Texans games coming up? No, I'm sorry, Titans. Titans games coming up. You guys don't go to?
It would be this year. It'd be next year.
Oh, it's next year. Okay.
He's not getting married till next November.
Oh, you got plenty of time to plan. So, even better.
Yeah, plenty of time.
Those are decent spots. Like,
so if anyone's got any good bachelor places to go.
Tell me or Landon.
Yeah.
And I'll tell Landon and you can tell Landon. Let him know.
And not just drinking and strippers.
I don't know. I don't do a lot of bachelor partying. I didn't have one. My brother didn't have one.
Really?
No, I wanted to throw one for him. He's like, no. And he wanted to throw one for me. I was like, no.
Wow.
Because I think here's the thing. I'd say this without sounding like somebody that I'm not anymore. is that fair? You know where I'm going now?
You just didn't want to make any bad decisions?
Anyway, well, no, it's not even about the bad decisions. It's the fact it's like, let's do a bachelor party. Okay, we're at, let's go to Diamonds. Okay, we're going to get 10 guys. And we're going to get like 4 gallons of liquor, and somebody might bring some drugs or something, or might get high. Who knows what's going to happen? And we're going to hang out and with loud music and lights and naked girls, and it's going to be a bachelor party. It's going to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
I did that every Sunday for weeks on end. Yeah. So it's like if my dad owned a cruise line, okay, and I'm on cruises every weekend for fun. I lived in Florida. Just going cruises every weekend. Took a Monday off every fucking weekend.
You get pretty fucking bored of it.
And all my buddies are like, hey, man, we're getting a bachelor party. Let's go to a cruise. What? No. I do it all the time. Let's do
something else.
Yes. So that part of it, Spencer and I both have done the strip club thing, you know, and we're both like, nah, let's go out of state and do something. I don't really like going out of state and traveling with a bunch of fucking dudes. Like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm good. I'm just good. I didn't want to do it. So I didn't have one. He didn't have one either. So, but that can be fun, especially if you do something different. I'm not a fan of chasing Sasquatches because they're not real. However.
Oh, I don't think they are either.
I know people that think they are. Matter of fact, I might get her on the show here in the next couple weeks because she saw one in Middletown. Just saying. I know. Well, just saying. And I'm not going to make fun now. We'll do it later.
I was down there.
It was an older woman, so let's be nice. Anyway, chasing something that's not there would be fun, I guess. I don't know. Airbnb up in the woods, maybe with a hot tub and a pool.
Do some mushrooms.
Well, see, now we're talking.
Out in the woods, Sasquatch hunting, doing some mushrooms.
I did mention drugs and getting high. Bet
that would be pretty fun. I've never done mushrooms before. That sounds like a pretty fun time.
I guarantee it would not be not fun. I haven't done it. Okay, so I will say I've done them before. I don't know if I should admit this or not. I don't really care. This is my show, and I'll pee clean tomorrow. So, yeah. It's just mushrooms, right? They're still illegal, but it's still mushrooms. I've done them before. Not enough to see things, but I did enough to clarify things.
Mm-hmm.
And I did enough that made me so happy for 3 hours. I literally could not. You know, people say you can't
stop
get the
smiling.
Yes. People's like, you can't get the smile off my face. I'm like, okay, whatever. Like that's a stupid comparison to anything. Okay. Like everybody's having fun, but smile off your face. Okay. I literally could not get the smile.
That sounds like a good time.
I was so happy. I walked in the kitchen. I'm like, honey, I'm fucking so happy right now. This is amazing. No wonder people do this shit. What the fuck have we been missing? You know, it was a long time ago. But like, I mean, what? This is amazing. And they make you so happy. And then you go out in the forest, and then like the trees, and like the sounds and the smells, and your senses are heightened. And it's just like, holy shit, this is fucking awesome. Could get a big bag of shrooms and could go up Sasquatch hunting. That would be all right.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I promise you'd have a good time. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It would be fun.
So, yeah, I don't know exactly what we're going to do, but, I mean, we do have plenty of time to...
You got some ideas, let us know. Let him know. Sounds like you need one. Need some good ideas.
Yeah.
Put some on the table. You got plenty of time to plan, so it's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Thanksgiving's coming up. It'll be tomorrow when the show comes out. It's Tuesday. It'll come out Wednesday, so it'll be tomorrow. Any big plans for Thanksgiving?
Same as all. Grandma's? I got a bake cake. That's fun.
Okay.
Like a 100-year-old recipe.
That's more talented than I have. There. That's talented. More talented than I have. Hats off to you for that.
It's procedural.
I'm not doing anything. I'm just coming to my brother's house and eating his food and drinking his bourbon and going home.
That sounds like a great plan.
It should be a good time. I'm excited. My mom dropped the bomb on me that really made me excited.
Oh, she's like, making something.
I'm making my lasagna. I was like, for Thanksgiving? Sam's making turkey.
I think that's a pretty Thanksgiving-y.
She's making lasagna for Thanksgiving. I've never had lasagna on Thanksgiving. It's amazing. And then your brother's making me make dirt pudding. Dirt pudding and lasagna? This is what time is it? Where is it at?
What's dirt pudding?
I'm going. You don't know what dirt pudding is?
Is that like
to describe this without sounding like a complete Oreo. Asshat? Yes, Oreos is on top and it's layers. The layers of cream cheese.
Sure, okay.
Pudding or something. I don't know what the fuck's in it.
I don't know either.
Women listening are like, what an idiot. I am an idiot. I don't know what it is, but it's good.
A gummy worm in it.
Yeah, you put the gummy worms on top. Yeah. Yes. Especially fun if you get the edibles, the gummy worms. No, don't do that. Don't do it to your family. Even
better if there's some mushrooms mixed in with the Oreos.
Look at this worm crawling on this mushroom. It's crazy. If you eat both, I promise you this dirt pudding will be much better than what it is now.
And the rest of your food will be too.
Yeah, you may not want to mix mushrooms and weed. I'm not sure. Never done that one before. Sounds, I don't know. Some people actually recommend that.
Probably.
I know on shrooms you can't really eat a whole lot, and I'm pretty sure you shouldn't drink either. I think the drinking and the shrooms doesn't mix. I don't know. I didn't drink all mine, so I had no clue.
Again, I've never done mushrooms, so.
I'm just coming to my brother's. That's it. Friday, we don't have no big plans. We're getting our Christmas tree Friday morning. And then I'm going to my mom's to hang out with Joe in his garage, maybe work on some stuff in the garage, get it set up, start working on cars over there, helping him do that, taking it easy. Saturday is her mom's Thanksgiving, which I'm fucking pumped for.
Mm-hmm.
They always have a killer spread of food. And then Sunday, I'm trying to not go to the Bengals game, but we'll see what happens.
It sounds like you're going to the Bengals game.
I don't really want to go. I don't want Gabby out there. Though. I don't want Gabby to go to the game because I'll give you an update. According to my wonderful iPhone, Sunday, it's going to be 20 in the morning. 31 is a high. That is too cold for a 7-year-old to be outside all day.
In my opinion, it's too much. Outside all day back in the day.
Sure. I mean,
come on now.
Sure. That's exactly what Erica's dad's going to tell me, but I don't agree.
Build some tolerance.
He don't have to get sick when she gets sick. We do. Makes a difference. And I don't want to go because it's going to be fucking cold. So I was like, just sell the tickets. Did you put them on the internet yet? Like, we selling them? She's like, no, I haven't posted them yet. Okay. So maybe we are going? I don't know. I'll go. I don't care to go. I'll drink enough to where I'm warm all day. Don't worry. That's not a problem at all. And I'm off Monday, so it's not a problem at all.
That's why you're getting sick, not because you're a 7-year-old.
It's not a problem at all, but I really don't want to go. However, I hate the Steelers, and it's a good rival, so.
Oh, they're going to beat their ass.
I don't know. I think it was about beat the Ravens. Ravens beat the Steelers. No, Steelers beat the Ravens, but it was close. I guess it's going to be close regardless, but the Steelers will probably win, yeah.
Matchups matter.
An ass beating is not going to be happened, but the Steelers will probably win. If they're down by 20 at halftime, I will.
T.J. Watt probably going to get 2 or 3 sacks that game.
I hope not. Hope he don't hurt Joe Burrow. That's my worry. The guy's a little fragile, as we've kind of noticed over the time. And then I'm off Monday.
We're on defense. So.
Hope we go Christmas shopping Monday. I hope. Get some shit done. Need to. Running out of time. I only got a fucking month left.
That's plenty of time.
I mean, what's today? Today's 26th. We only have a month left. Now we're 29 days left. Running out of time.
Yeah, I got to go Christmas shopping too.
Oh, I'm reading about my...
Maybe. Maybe everyone just gets gift cards. Yeah.
We'll see. Gift cards is a good one. Scratch-off tickets is a good one.
Well, I do that every year anyway.
Lottery tickets is a good one.
I just bring scratch-offs and hand them out to everyone that comes over to my sister's house.
Imagine buying a lottery ticket for someone in your family you don't really like and they win. Wouldn't that be shitty?
Listen, I'm not expecting anything back, but if you hit like a
couple million,
a few grand, like me a bone.
A few grand? You want your money back. Hey, you know that ticket you bought me? I won $1,000. You're like, can I get my $20 back? You can have the 980.
Let me break even.
Yeah, just kidding. Shit. Maybe 30 for the gas.
I usually go and that's funny. Spend $100 on scratch offs.
Okay.
And then,
okay,
like, cool. I'll do some fives. and give them to like my sisters and my mom and my grandma, and then some twos and hand those out, and then a bunch of $1 scratch offs and hand them out to everyone.
I like scratch offs, but I don't like buying them, so I don't play them.
Yeah, I don't either.
I got a buddy that's basically addicted to them.
It's the only time I buy them.
He plays them all the fucking time, and I'm sure he's lost a shit ton of money. Oh, but yeah. About 2 months ago in the summertime, he came over to my house. He's like, "Hey, check this out." He scratched off his pockets, $1,000. I was like, "Damn,
that's a nice one.
$20 ticket. Well, that's a good one." But he's probably lost.
I will play the pull tabs at the bar though.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. We go to the V. I definitely get pull tabs for the kids.
I mean, come on now.
Yeah.
Gotta do that.
Laughs has got them. That's right.
Yeah, they do.
We need to go to Laughs. I haven't been to Laughs in a while.
You haven't been to Laughs in a while.
Yeah. I haven't been to Laughs in a while. That's true.
I think I went a couple weeks ago.
Oh, God. I haven't been in months. That sounds good.
I think me, Rob, and Tom got drunk up there a month ago or so. A few weeks ago.
We could leave here and just go straight to Laughs. Well, you can't. I mean, I could now. No, I can't. The girls are at home. I got shit to do. Sounds good, though.
You never can.
No. Because there's always shit to do at the house. It's nonstop. We hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. And there's our plans. That's what's going on. Let's get into a little bit of...
Well, hold on.
News.
A little bit. Not only is Inglewood Montgomery County?
Yes.
Every Frisch's in Montgomery County is shutting down.
Fuck!
I'm fucking pissed.
No! Inglewood is shutting down then.
Yes.
Her dad told us that a couple weeks ago. I didn't know for sure. He does have a hookup to the restaurant. Apparently, they're not paying their rent. I guess you got to pay your rent. I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe. You should do that.
Apparently, I'll be paying ours. I don't
know.
I guess that's why they're getting evicted, basically, and shutting the businesses down. So Inglewood is shutting down.
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world. There's one in Eaton, which is in Provo County.
It's pretty close to the end of the world. It's pretty close.
There's one in Eaton, which is 18 minutes from my house. And it's in Preble County, so we're good.
I live in the middle of Montgomery County.
Yeah, you do, right? You're fucked. You're going to have to travel to eat Frisch's.
Nah, I don't live in the middle of it. But
do you like Frisch's that much?
Yeah, it's my favorite burger to go get.
Their breakfast bar is a killer. I love their breakfast bar. The kids do, too.
I don't give a fuck about the breakfast
bar. Oh, it's so good. I love their breakfast buffet. It's great. The one in Inglewood does all right. The one in Eaton slaps every time. It's good.
The one down the street from me... Every time.
Damn, they're closing all of them. That's crazy.
I'm like...
It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
And they're just going to let it fucking die? Listen, somebody can't come in there and fix it?
It is a part of my tism. Like, for sure.
What?
I've had a big boy or a super big boy basically every time I've gone since I was like 5 years old.
I've never had a big boy, so...
You don't like
anything. Yeah, I don't like all the tartar sauce and lettuce and all that bullshit on there. I'm good.
The lettuce thing, that's crazy.
Whatever it is.
That's fucking crazy.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
It's not even like big, annoying pieces of it's shredded lettuce. It's the best kind of lettuce.
I've seen them before. Erica eats them. I'm good.
That's wild.
She gets the super smash one or something.
No, super big boy.
Yeah, that one or the one that's smashed or something. Isn't there one that's like, I don't know.
I don't think you understand. I don't know their menu because I never use one.
Oh, just grilled cheese and fries for me. I'm good. Cup bowl of chili before.
Fucking... Super big boy.
You're shocked.
If I'm sitting there, super big boy and fries.
Sounds good.
And if I'm really being a fat ass, super big boy and fries and a hot fudge cake.
All the hot fudge cakes were good too. I got the throw ups on one and couldn't eat one for years because I threw one up and it fucking up pretty bad.
And there's basically always a jar of Frisch's tartar sauce in my fridge.
Yeah, growing up, same thing. Even though we didn't eat it, my mom did.
I will crush Frisch's tartar sauce.
Slapping some Frisch's. Well, it's like unfortunate.
If I can't at least get that, there's just going to be a hole in my life, basically. Well,
there's our food section, so that's done. The music section, I was going to say that Storch is on Rogan. Already kind of covered that. So now we got like 2-3 things in news, and we're going to sports. And we are already smoking it away here at 50 minutes. Let's start the news. Couple minor things that I saw that got my attention. This is a good one. I'm enjoying this one a lot because I'm waging a war against Disney with everybody else that's doing it. So Mattel came out with some dolls, Wicked dolls. According to CBSNews.com, Mattel's packaging for its Wicked movie dolls lives up to its name, but not in a good way. The toy manufacturer is apologizing. Did you see this?
No.
This is crazy. After mistakenly including a web address for a pornographic website on the boxing holding the company's newly launched Wicked dolls, rather than the official website of the movie adaptation of the Tony Award-winning musical. Apparently, the movie's very long, it's musical, and it's super gay. That's what I've been hearing from everybody. Even Ariana and the chick, the other chick that plays the witch, they did an interview, and they're like, oh, the movie's so gay, and all the characters are gay, and the house is gay, and everything's gay. I'm like, okay. This is the demise of our society. Anyway, so they put wicked.com on the box.
Okay.
Would no one not check the URL and make sure it's not something it's not supposed to be?
Certainly, yes, should.
Because if you pull up wicked.com, I already knew this. Wicked.com is a pornographic website.
I didn't know that.
Look it up right now. Now you can't get far. You got to pay for everything, I'm sure. Most people get porn for free now, let's be honest. But if you go to it, that's not the fucking witches in the shit of the story.
Oh, my God. What do I do?
It's a pornographic site.
Hold on. What do I do? It says access beyond this page results is restricted.
Oh, see, it's restricted. And on top of that, it's restricted. It's stopping young kids from watching.
I see the titties.
It's
now.
Got the restriction on it.
No.
According to social media users, the information on the doll's packaging leads to a website that requires people to be 18 years or older to enter. Can we please go back to this conversation, please?
The conversation's over, but if you want to have it.
Please, can we go back to that conversation? Oh, you got to be 18 to enter that, Landon. Did you show them that you were 18? Did you verify that on your phone?
Have you seen Jules Blue?
I don't know who that is.
I haven't
watched porn in a long, 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 long time. I think it's the devil, and I'm trying to be a little bit religious. According to social media users, the information on the doll's packaging leads to a website that requires people to be 18, even though Landon just got in without showing his ID. The company intended to direct people to a similarly worded URL promoting the two-part film. Starring singer Ariana Grande and actress Cynthia Erivo, the Wicked doll is made for children 4 and older. So all these 8, 10, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls are getting on their grandma's computer... Or possibly their iPhone. My 12-year-old has one. And they're typing in wicked.com to check out the movie trailer and what's cool on the website, and they're finding titties. This is not good. This is a bad situation. Somebody's in trouble. However, the toy company told multiple news organizations that it was aware of a misprint on the box for the dolls. Those are probably worth money now, by the way. If you have one, throw it on eBay.
They're not. There's no way they're worth money.
I guarantee it. Which were mostly sold in the United States. Based on the Broadway musical, Wicked tells a story leading up to The Wizard of Oz. Part one of the Wicked debuts in U.S. theaters on November 22nd. That was last week. As I said, my girls have already seen it. It's very long. It's a musical. The sequel is expected to be released in a year. People who already bought one of the dolls are being urged to throw out the packaging or cover up the link. Don't show the link. Open the box and throw it away.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to do.
Throw it away. It's going to ruin your show. Just throw the box away. Don't look at it. This world's crazy. I fucking love it. That's
quite the oversight.
I walked around Target and was taking a look at the dolls and didn't see the link. So yeah, they fixed it quickly.
Yeah, I'm sure they fixed it quickly.
Yeah. Anyway, they put wicked.com on the website. It's a porn site. Whoops.
That email got sent out before the press. Whatever.
That hurts.
Whatever their that's PR ugly. Was saying.
That's an ugly look there. It's not good. Here's another wild one. NBCNews.com. Missing Indianapolis man found dead in Planet Fitness tanning bed. He had been laying there all weekend.
Ooh. That smells good. Was it on?
I don't know. I'm sure it's they got timers.
They have timers.
They have timers, right? Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I don't tan. Relatives say Derek.
I never have either.
I don't have to. You should. Derek Sink, 39, went to the tanning bed Friday and was found Monday morning.
So
wait till I read this article. You're going to be like, what the fuck?
They don't clean those every day then, I guess?
Erica said, strike one, they don't clean the bed, obviously.
Okay.
Yeah. Indianapolis police are investigating the death of a man found dead in a tanning bed at a Planet Fitness gym Monday morning. The Marion County Coroner's Office identified the man as Derek Sink, 39. Pretty young. But they found a needle on the floor. Whoops. Sink went to a tanning bed Friday, his family told WNBC, RCB, ABC, WC of Indianapolis. When he failed to come home, they reported him missing. His aunt said Sink was wearing an ankle monitor.
Oh, nice.
We're getting somewhere. Which led investigators to determine he never left the gym. He was ultimately located in the tanning bed at the gym. Oh, easy to find the guy. Got a fucking ankle monitor on.
Yeah.
Hit the GPS button. There he is. 8,000 block of Hardigan Street on Monday morning. Don't go to that Planet Fitness and get in the beds. Relatives said that the sink... That sink, not the sink, that sink, had struggled with drugs, and then a needle was found in the room with him. Marion County Superior Court records show Sink was charged with possession of a narcotic drug and a possession of a controlled substance last year. In a plea agreement on the first charge, he was sentenced to 1 year of home detention, include drug testing, which started in May. It was not clear how he went unnoticed for so long.
Yeah, that is wild.
That's the question. The coroner's office had not determined a cause or manner of death as of Wednesday morning, but we can only assume what it is. Elizabeth Lynn was at the Planet Fitness on Monday morning before law enforcement discovered Sink. She said she and other members noticed a bad smell in the building near the tanning rooms.
And you didn't go check it out?
She said the tanning bed has a door, I believe, but still, why are we not concerned that the tanning bed has been closed for 3 days, potentially?
Yeah, no shit.
Planet Fitness Chief Corporate Affairs Officer McCall Goslin said in a statement, here comes the litigation statement. You ready for this?
This is a cover-up.
You already know what's happening.
Cover the shit up.
I can tell you 20 words of this statement already. Sorry, sad, we are, blessings, didn't mean to, investigating manner, okay?
Yeah.
We were deeply saddened by the passing of one of our members, and the franchise owner is working with the local authorities in their investigation. At Planet Fitness, we have robust operational brand protocols in place as the safety and well-being of our members is our top priority.
It always is.
Always is. The guy's been baking for 3 fucking days in a tanning bed, and no one knew.
It's never making more money for your investors.
We are working closely with our local franchisee to ensure they are upholding those brand protocols. So if it smells like sewage or possibly dead body after a couple days, maybe you should open the fucking tanning bed and see what's going on in there.
Yeah, if I smell gas at work, I'm going to say...
Those people are overpaid.
Hey.
This thing's leaking.
There's a leak somewhere.
Propane.
Someone needs to find that.
I'm not sure I'd run the propane tank next to the propane tanks. I don't think I'd run the propane torch because I smell propane. You want to blow the whole fucking place up? You might want to fix the leak first. I've done that before. I've seen that happen.
I did it a week ago.
You did it on purpose?
Oh, no.
Did you light the torch smell it?
No, I bitched about the smell of the... So on a Friday, as I was leaving, and when I came back on a Monday, it was fixed.
Fun fact of the day that most people listening probably already know, but some people don't. Propane has no smell. They add that smell so you know it's leaking. That smell, that stench, dead stink smell is the smell of a dead body. They're very close. So I've been told. I've never smelled a dead body. Erica said it's absolutely awful.
I bet.
I believe it. I don't want to know.
Been to rendering plants, and I just assume that's what death smelled like.
Close enough. See enough dead animals laying there for 2 days in the sun.
Exactly.
Take a big whiff of that blood container over there. Yeah, that'll about make you throw up as soon as you get 5 feet from that fucking thing and you're gagging. Blood sitting outside in a container for a couple days in the sun is oh my God, the amount of flies.
I explained a rendering plant to my sister a couple weeks ago.
She said, why the fuck would you do that? Yeah, it's bad. It's not good. We haven't gone through the process on here. We should sometime. We should go through the whole thing and like explain what it is and what it does. And then I have one more thing for news since we were kind of free-flowing this week because seemingly last week people enjoyed that. Did you watch the Neuralink thing that I sent you, as weird as it was?
Oh, yeah, the live stream.
So this guy has
a little bit, a
Neuralink implanted in his brain.
Yeah.
He is a paraplegic, right?
Yeah, he wasn't moving.
He's completely paralyzed, all 4 arms and legs.
Yeah.
And he was laying there talking on a camera with a microphone, and he was controlling the cursor, playing a video game, texting people by thinking about it.
Yes.
This is like, not only is it scary, it's unheard of shit.
It's interesting. It's weird how it works.
As I'm watching it, I'm trying to think like, how does it do that? And I would feel like my eyes would be the cursor. Okay. Every time I think about it, I'm like, okay, maybe the cursor just follows your eyeballs and then you just kind of pick what you want. But he was clicking on things.
Mm-hmm.
He was turning volumes down.
And he was talking and explaining what he was doing while he was doing it. And not only doing... He was also, at times when I was watching, playing the game and then also just explaining Neuralink. So he was basically thinking about 2 different things at the same time and still being able to... And he has multiple screens, so he has his chat on one screen and the game on another screen and stuff. It's impressive, for sure.
It's kind of... I mean, it could be the future, not necessarily a great thing. Could be a bad thing in the future.
Could be.
Could be an amazing thing if it gets to the point where it gets him to use his arms and legs again, which is mm-hmm. what they're after. But the fact that someone can land a chair completely paralyzed and play video games is pretty fucking crazy.
Dynamite was invented to build roads.
What do we use it for now? We still build roads with it?
No. Killing people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
We also
to be honest, we don't use dynamite to kill people anymore. But
and we don't probably use it to build roads either. Well,
yeah, they do.
Rock quarries still use them to
I'm sure they do.
Take rock out. But other than that, it's not used very often. We'll leave the dynamite conversation alone because the first ICBM ever was launched last week in war. That's scary. They go hundreds of miles above the earth and carry warheads. Pretty scary. They can also carry a lot of nuclear warheads. It's not good.
I think we got something.
I think so, too. They just won't talk about it. There's got to be something we can intercept that shit with. Something.
I think so.
We've built it. We just won't
talk again, about
it. But again, I hope.
If there isn't, it ain't going to matter.
No, it don't. After I listened to that nuclear episode with Rogan and that woman, did you listen to that one?
No, I don't think
so. Oh, my God. It's one of the best interviews I've ever heard in my life.
Stop listening. You're going to have to stop listening to the Dragon Believer, okay? You're going to have to stop that.
I don't know the whole story on that, but he did put it in his profile. Apparently, someone said he believes in dragons. Was it Rachel Maddow?
Joy Behar.
She said Rogan believes in dragons.
Yeah, she said she looked it up. It's real.
She said it's real. He really believes in dragons.
The View is what... I've never watched more View than I have in the past
two me weeks. Either. Oh, absolutely.
It's so much fun.
It absolutely is fun.
It's so much fun.
It looks like it's full satire.
Like, it's just real? An SNL skit every day on TV.
Do they really feel this way? Who the fuck is watching this show? People that make fun of it, I guess?
No,
is
this SNL? There's people genuinely watch that
they
show.
They genuinely watch and they genuinely believe hilarious. It. That's what's wrong with this world.
No. Okay. Yeah, so he had like a biologist or something on, I think a couple years ago. It's been a while. And they were talking about like different cultures and the fact that, you know, a bunch of different cultures have dragon-like creatures in their mythology, you know.
Mythology. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, just in their history, I guess.
History, not now.
Yeah.
I guess that's the point they missed, maybe.
No. So they talked about, like, you know, pterodactyls were a real thing, so maybe there could have been something that was like a dragon. You know what I mean?
Could have been.
And he even says this, which she, you know, left out because obviously she did, or she didn't see it, whatever. She didn't do her research, or she just blatantly omitted it. They were theory how you could make it so a animal could breathe fire, essentially. But like, obviously the most logical thing why there's multiple cultures that may believe dragons had existed was because they probably found fucking dinosaur bones and were like, what the fuck? Or fossils, like, what the fuck is this thing?
Right. So then they draw what they think the fossil probably. Is, and it ends up being a fucking dragon, which in reality
it was dragon-like.
It was a T-Rex or a Brachiosaurus. That's what really happened.
Something.
Or Stegosaurus. It was something that had the plates and things.
If you look up a Quetzalcoatl, God, that is so hard to say. Quetzalcoatl is a massive fucking animal that lived back in, I don't know if it was the Triassic or Jurassic or which one of those periods it was, but it was a massive flying dinosaur, essentially.
It's real. This is a real thing. It's a real thing, right?
Here.
I don't even know how to spell it, let alone say it.
I know. That's why I'm going to say it. Quetzalcoatl.
Will your phone pick that up?
Yeah.
Say it.
It's a, okay, so Mesoamerican. Nope, this is.
Mesothelioma.
Quetzal, meaning emerald, plum bird.
Get a picture. Can I get a picture of it? Back to Neuralink for a second until you're done.
Go ahead.
The company has Neuralink. It was found by Elon. It's an implant that goes in your brain and it tells your brain what to do. Okay. The company has faced criticism for a large amount of.
Sorry. Quetzalcoatl. Yeah, you can't. Try saying that word.
Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatlus.
Yeah, exactly.
Quetzalcoatlus was a giant pterosaur that lived during the Cretaceous period and is widely believed to have been the largest flying creature ever lived. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
So I've never heard of one of those before. That's crazy.
But like, I mean, if you look at the picture,
it does
with a man standing next to it. I mean, it looks like a giant pelican, but a giant pelican.
So they thought that may have been a dragon.
Well, I'm just saying that, like,
and it's in mythology. So Rogan probably talked about it with somebody, and now Joy Behar's stupid, ignorant ass says that he believes in him.
Yeah, so he changed his fucking X bio, Twitter bio,
Dragon believer. The companies faced criticism for a large amount of euthanization of primates that underwent medical trials, so they basically killed a lot of monkeys to try to figure out if it was going to work or not.
Sure.
They have a patient that put it in. We were just talking about him. He's on X. He does live streams. I forget his handle. I can probably pull it up. Oh, you can? I sent you the link. September 24, a couple months ago, the company announced that its latest development effort called Blindsight will allow those who would otherwise be blind to restore some level of vision provided the visual cortex is undamaged.
Right.
Which is crazy.
So
that's crazy.
So might not be able to make people who are born blind see.
But if you lose your
eyesight, or maybe it's like very bad, like you can only see like
shades.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're working on eyesight with it. They're working on paralysis with it. It's going to be interesting. It's going to get better and better and better.
I'm still looking for that link.
On February 8th, this is where I like Elon Musk. On February 8th, Musk changed the location of its business incorporation from Delaware to Nevada. Due to Delaware Chancery Court Chief Judge Kathleen St. J. McCormick voiding Musk's $55 billion pay package at Tesla.
This guy's fucking handle is great.
Is this the guy's handle?
What is the handle? It's so good. It's his Twitter.
X Twitter.
At modded quad.
How do you spell that?
M-O-D-D-E-D-Q-U-A-D.
That's his actual handle?
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
He's a modded quadriplegic.
Yeah, he's a modified quadriplegic. Modded quad is his name.
That's good.
And if you get on there, you can watch him live stream and play video games and shit with not using hands or legs at all. It's all in his fucking mind. It's crazy.
Looks like he's streaming on X when he does stream. But maybe he's also got an Instagram, which is Noland, N-O-L-A-N-D underscore Arbaugh.
Yes.
A-R-B-A-U-G-H.
I was watching him, and at one time, there were 3.5 million people watching.
I didn't look, but yeah. The chat was going, so I know there was a lot of people in there.
How did I not know that Breaking Benjamin came out with a single literally a fucking month ago, and I'm just now finding out? I'm so behind on the times.
Did you not listen to Kendrick Lamar's?
No, I don't have time for that. Come on, you know the answer to that. Have you listened to Kendrick Lamar's new album? It's dope.
I don't listen to that shit. Because the guy in Discord was like, hey, man, you listen to Kendrick Lamar? I was like, no, not really.
Yes. No.
It's like, to be quite honest, I pretty much listen to different podcasts
and that's
most
about
of the day.
Right. I'm the same way.
So.
No, new rap stuff doesn't do much for me. I try to get into some of it. It don't do much for me. Sorry. That's enough news for the day. We're already past an hour in. Let's jump into some of your favorite thing.
These are a few of my favorite things. Fuck Ooh. Michigan.
Yes.
351! Rover, sit! Hut!
We are here. It is the week that everyone talks about, especially if you're an Ohio State fan. The Ohio State Buckeyes will play the Michigan Wolverines Saturday at noon on Fox. Ohio State's favored by 21. They are ranked number 2. We already have made assumptions and conversations about this game.
Selection show is tonight, too.
It is tonight.
An hour or
two. I don't watch those yet. I haven't watched it yet. It doesn't do much for me because this is like predictions, basically.
Yeah.
Until it actually happens.
Right. As long as Ohio State wins.
Yeah, the rest is kind of
whatever.
Be great if they win the whole thing. I'd be happy with that. Be cool to see.
Alabama's not. No, definitely. But like I mean, we would have to lose the next two games to get knocked out of the playoffs somehow.
Who do they play after Michigan?
Big Ten championship.
Okay, the championship. Okay.
Which is going to be against Oregon.
Ooh.
Again.
Boy.
It's time to get back to get back, baby.
It's going to be fun to be an Ohio State fan in the next couple weeks. Time That's exciting.
I don't know if it's next couple weeks.
I don't know when they...
I think they might have a week off.
Oh, more than likely.
For the Big Ten championship.
Let's see if I can get something up on that, because I didn't look before the show. Big Ten football championship, 12-3 at Lucas Stadium.
So, no, it is next week then, right?
That should be the week after, I think. It looks like.
Yeah.
This is according to SeatGeek. It's saying they're trying to sell tickets. Wait a minute. Against Oregon, December 7th. That is next Saturday.
No, that's the Saturday after.
No, next Saturday. The 30th is Saturday. So 7 days later would be the 7th.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the next couple. That's correct. That's wild. Big games going on next couple weeks for Ohio State. Big one this Saturday, obviously, against Michigan. And then next week we got to play. They get to play at Oregon. Interesting. Whew. Boy.
Fuck Oregon.
Especially if they won both of them. That'd be fucking awesome. That'd be great. It'd be fun to watch. I'm excited.
That's the expected result.
I'm not as big of a fan as you and your buddies who can't type the word Michigan this week, but understandably, it's going to be a big one.
Fuck the team up north.
How'd your Packers do this week, by the way?
You know.
I already know.
Kind of dominated the 49ers.
Yeah, win's a win. Niners
Brandon
didn't.
Allen. They got a lot of injuries. But
boy, I got a friend. He's been on this podcast once. Mm-hmm. Name's Kevin Dietz.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out. Big Niners fan. Mm-hmm. And that motherfucker just pounded into my fucking head when Dallas loses. He hates the Cowboys. I texted him and I said, go Niners. No, I know they don't have Brock Purdy, and I know they're a lot of banged up. I got 49ers fan. Yeah,
Christian McCaffrey doesn't look quite the same.
No, he's got to retire. He's so fucked up. He'll never be the same. I don't think he'll ever be the same.
He might be next year.
The Packers whipped their ass though. It was a pretty ugly. It was 38-10.
To be honest, we didn't even play that well.
How Dallas beat the Commanders, I don't know for sure. I watched it.
That was a wild game.
I know.
The ending was wild.
Crazy. All the shit going on at one time.
Jesus Christ.
Was wild.
Missed extra point.
Ohio State smacked up on Indiana pretty good. 38-15. Glad to see
that. Stomped on their fucking throat.
Michigan won 50-6. And they were only favored by, I think, 10 over Northwestern. So they beat the shit out of Northwestern.
Yeah. That's what Michigan fans are holding on to. Because
of course.
We didn't beat Michigan.
That's all they have.
We didn't meet. Northwestern by as much as they did.
But. Yeah, because that makes that says everything. Well, that's all they got.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all they have.
Yeah.
Oh, we beat Northwestern by 40, 44. Okay, so and we beat you by 20.
Y'all still don't have a quarterback.
They don't. I heard today they've tried. Pat said they've tried everybody on their roster and
one guy quit playing football.
One of their quarterbacks did? He just quit playing football?
I'm pretty sure. You look it up. I'm pretty sure.
I don't care that much. I just don't. And then
if it's about Michigan, I'm certainly willing to spread misinformation.
How Jameis Winston got it together to beat the Steelers in the snow in Cleveland was a wild thing.
Did you watch his interview beforehand?
And after.
Incredible.
I love that guy. My brother's a big Jameis Winston fan.
I don't know how you can't be a fan
because
of him.
Because of this. I showed Erica and she's like, I like him.
Yeah, exactly. You can't not like him at this point.
And then here come the memes on TikTok.
A bad team and he makes fans... And he makes football fun.
He's like, I'm just blessed to be here in Cleveland playing in this snow. And then all the TikTok memes are him in a bathroom. And it says when your buddy pulls out the Peruvian fucking white powder.
As soon as she asked him about the fucking weather, dude,
he knew it was coming.
He was the smilest, happy. I mean, I literally was watching that interview as it was happening and on Discord with some guys. And I was like, man. Look how fucking happy he is right now.
He was mic'd up the game. Did you see that?
No.
Man, some of the things he said was good.
Oh, well, I did see some mic'd up moments with him running onto the field and shit.
The one part, they're trying to get him off sides, okay?
Set, oh, yeah.
Set,
God
set,
damn. Somebody fucking off sides. Damn.
Somebody jump off sides. Damn. Yeah. And then the fucking game clock runs out. I was like, man, I like that guy. He's fucking funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
He makes football very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And his after interview was just as good as the beginning one.
Absolutely.
The horses can prepare,
but the win will be on God's blessing. I'm like, I like this guy. I like where this is going. And they fucking beat him. Yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Cleveland's not a good team. And it is unbelievable. I'm like, damn, they pulled it off. It was a good game. I watched most of it before I fell asleep.
Snow was fantastic.
It was snowing like a motherfucker up there, too. First half, field looked great. A little bit of drizzle, nothing crazy. Second half, you couldn't even see the field. I mean, it was coming down. Mm-hmm. They got them 3D badass cameras now, and you can see every fucking snowflake detailed. It's crazy to watch football in the snow now because our cameras are so good. Pretty awesome to see that.
Yeah, how do you feel about those them artificially lining the fields?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, it wasn't plowed.
I assume that. I assume it was lines. I mean, all right. As long as it's...
I didn't think it was that bad either.
Yeah, I didn't think it was bad.
Some people had a problem with it.
I saw it and I was like, that can't be real. It's snowing like a motherfucker and it's cleared off. Like that's got to be a computer thing.
Well, yeah, it was perfect. That's why you could tell it was like...
Yeah, it was like, yeah, that's not possible. But it works. For the viewer...
For the viewer, I think it works. Great, yeah.
For the guys in the field, they probably don't,
No, they don't have any idea.
They don't know where they are. They just run the ball.
It was like...
I think I got the first down.
Some fields are heated, too. Like...
Sure. Which
Lambeau's field is seated.
Yeah, Lambeau. I know Lambeau's one of them. There's only a couple.
I'm sure there's quite a few.
Yeah, it's interesting that you can see shit. It was crazy.
Wild.
Jesus Christ! I'm getting updates on Conor McGregor.
What about him?
What a dumb fuck!
What
boy? He got accused of sexual assault. And, okay, he lost.
I saw something about. About him, he like, lost. With his wife behind him or whatever?
He lost the case. Got to pay this chick $260 or $280.
Million?
No, $1,000. Oh, okay. $280,000.
I was going to
say. Because he supposedly raped her in a hotel room.
Really?
Like 3 years ago? 2 years ago? Yeah. Made a big statement on X about, I'm sorry I stepped out on my wife. That's terrible. However, it was a consensual thing. I'm just going to get back in the gym. I was like, well. That's about what I assumed he was going to say. Apparently, the witnesses also agreed that it was a consensual thing, but the chick said otherwise. So, he has to pay her. And gotcha. Then, yeah.
So it's definitely one of those we'll never know.
No, really. No. If he actually, did anything better or not.
Yeah.
Lions beat the Colts 24-6. Saw some of that game. Colts did okay. They kept it close for a minute. Lions are just
a wagon.
They're a wagon, dude.
They're the fucking best team in the league.
I said they would win the Super Bowl, and I didn't think they'd be this good. I just thought they'd be decent. They're a fucking good team. They're
fantastic.
They are a good team. It's fun to watch them.
Yeah.
How the hell the Titans beat the Texans? I text Joe and said, what's going on in Tennessee?
Texans just haven't been that good this year.
They haven't. The Texans have they've had injuries, too, haven't they?
They have. They've had Nico Collins back for the past 2 weeks.
Okay, so that's one. And then who they just get from the Bills that's injured? I see his face.
Diggs?
Yes. Diggs is out rest of the year. Well, yeah. I mean, that won't make a big difference. He wasn't on the team last year.
Yeah, he wasn't on the team last
year. But it doesn't, they're just, they come out firing all. They looked good there in the beginning, and now they're kind of falling off. CJ's in
a little bit of a.
Dallas beat him. What the hell?
CJ's in a little bit of a.
I think Dallas beat him. Yeah, he's in a little bit of a lull. Slump. It happens. I understand. We were watching Justin Tucker miss field goals and extra points. It's not normal. Prime example. He's in a little bit of a slump.
That is wild. Justin Tucker missing. Kicks is
he's a dog
wild.
Everyone he misses, my brother texts me and my cousin and goes, what the fuck is going on? I was like, I don't know, man. And
he's in his own head.
Vikings barely beat the Bears in overtime. Kind of shocked by that.
The Bears are not a bad team.
They're not bad team. They can't win.
They have bad coaching.
Yeah, I hear that a lot.
Yeah, I mean,
that coach is not gonna last long. No, they're ripping him online.
He's not lasting.
And the Chiefs barely beat the fucking Panthers. This is a last minute field goal that won the game, right?
Yeah.
Chiefs are still winning. Don't know how. And I mean, even the team themselves is like, yeah, we ain't really played a good game.
No.
We're just getting by.
I literally, fuck, you're winning. I mean, listen, that has been the Packers, too. We're just not as good as, we don't have Patrick Mahomes. You know what I mean?
Right.
But we didn't play that well. Seriously, I know we beat San Francisco 38-10, but it was not flawed. I mean, hell, I mean, we just ran the ball down their throat and played pretty good defense is all we did, really. But, I mean, Christian Watson dropped a for sure touchdown. Like, there's not – I bet we have close to the most drops in the league, which this should not be the case.
That sucks. Eagles beat the shit out of the Rams, 37-20. Saquon sets Eagles' single-game rushing record, 255 yards. He ran all over him. He had two big runs for touchdowns. That dude, take him out of the Giants, put him with a team that's decent. He's a bad dude.
We're fourth on the list.
For drops?
The Browns are at a 5.7 drop rate, 402 pass attempts. Jets are at 5.6. New England's at 5.4, and Packers are... we are the most, apparently. What? 5.8. We just have less attempts than a lot of other teams.
And then Ravens took care of the Chargers last night. Not too shocked by that. Ravens are a good team. Chargers are a good team, though, too. That was a close game. It was a decent game to watch. I watched most of it. Fell asleep. I was into that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't have nothing else for sports. We covered. We got Ohio State, Michigan this week. We've got Dallas plays tomorrow. They play the Giants at 4 o'clock. They should beat the shit out of them. I don't know. Cooper Rush is hurt.
Packers play Miami on Thanksgiving.
Packers play.
That's the only decent game on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the rest of them are, well, I mean, both teams suck, but Dallas should beat the Giants. But
Dallas,
yeah.
And Giants.
Yeah,
and
but
then,
and let's see again.
Detroit. Who's Detroit playing?
I don't know. Beat the fuck out of them.
Yeah, bad team probably.
Yeah, they got the Bears.
Oh.
They're favored by 10. Packers are favored by 3.5. They're at home in Lambeau. Oh, that's a night game. That'll be fun to watch. Yes. 8:20. And then Dallas is at 4:30. They're only favored by 3.5. Cooper Rush's knee's banged up. He may not play. Trey Lance is not great. And we have nobody else. They're going to sign Danny Dimes? Could be interesting. I would love to see Daniel Jones play for Dallas and beat the Giants. That'd be great.
Would be hilarious.
However, the Cowboys.
Especially after how bad Saquon has been putting it on. Basically, the Giants every single week.
Oh, yeah. It's been ugly.
I mean, good Lord.
It's been ugly. And then
he's fucking on pace for.
But Dallas.
All the records.
Dallas ain't won at home yet, and it's a home. Here's the kicker. Whoops. And then Friday, we have the Chiefs and the Raiders. I don't think Tom listens to the show, but if he does, I'm sorry. But
that's Raiders are fucking awful. Problem.
Yeah, the Chiefs are
favored by 12.5. Well, actually, probably not. The Chiefs are probably going to barely win.
They're favored by 12.5 points, and they should kick their ass. The Raiders, yeah. Raiders are 2-9.
So take the Raiders.
Yeah, 12.5, probably.
Take the Raiders.
Probably a different pool. You're probably right. Ohio State-Michigan game. Boy, they're favored by 21 points.
Dayton basketball, Maui Open.
Ugh.
Maui Invitational, sorry, not Maui Open.
Dietz, remember he said he was going there?
Oh, yeah.
With Shock? He was there.
He was there?
I texted Shock last night.
He was there last night?
I got up at 12:30 last night randomly, okay? Rolled over and looked at my phone.
Oh, my
God. Shock's Twitter. He shared a picture of him at the game. I texted him. I said, go Flyers.
Up 20.
He said, dude, I'm at the fucking game right now. And he sent me a picture. So they were at the game. It's 1 o'clock in the morning.
There's a lot of...
They're in Hawaii.
Dayton does the Maui Invitational, like, I think every season. And there's a lot of Dayton fans there every year.
There was a lot there last night. It looked like it in the picture. There's a lot of red.
I mean, for
look like
I'll say, way more than you would think for
going
UD
to Hawaii, right?
And for how far away that is,
right? They were at the game. Deets was there. Shock was there. Deets is wearing our hat around in Hawaii. He said, "I'm representing Hawaii." He's got the fucking hat on. I was like, "You're a dog." Your NFL team sucks, but
yeah, it does.
You're a dog for wearing the hat in Hawaii. It's fucking cool. If we get Hawaii listeners this week, we owe that guy.
Yeah, lost to UNC.
They were up by, what was it again?
20.
20? Yeah, they were kicking their ass at halftime.
20 or 22.
And I was like, man, I hope they win this game. Because Shock's there, huge UD fan. Please tell me that they're going to win. Couldn't do it.
No.
But UD's a good game. They're a good team.
Yeah, they're a pretty good team.
They got a good team this year. 5-2? Is that what I saw their record was? It's not bad.
Yeah.
It was decent. Quick Sunday recap games coming up here. Jaguars, Texans. This point, who knows? Texans favored by 5. It's in Jacksonville. Bengals, Steelers. Bengals are favored by 3. What? Let me read this one more time. Bengals are favored by 3 at home?
What the fuck? What are you reading?
This is the Score app, and these are usually the betting odds. They're almost always right. I don't know where they get them from, what website they pull them off of.
They're Bengals
favored by 3. I'm shocked.
Then they're
by
saying that game's a pick 'em?
Could be interesting, right? Could be an interesting. Maybe we should go to the game Sunday. If I do go to the game, I'll recap it next week. Chargers,
I'm taking the fucking Steelers for sure.
I think, man. I would too. Sorry to say, Chargers, Falcons, Titans, Commanders, Cardinals, Vikings. A lot of these are close games, but no, I don't see any. Oh, Eagles, Ravens, 4:30. That'll be a good one.
Yeah, that should be a good game.
Yeah, and then the Bills got the Niners Sunday night. That probably will not be a good one. I hate to say. Monday night games, Browns-Broncos. Broncos favored by 5. A couple decent games. A lot of close ones, but a lot of the teams aren't. The winning records aren't there. So it is what it is, you know. Still a full lot of football.
Want to go see hockey in the horseshoe?
I heard about that today on McAfee. I thought, man, that would be cool to see. How much are tickets expensive?
It would be cool. I don't think they're that. They're probably not that expensive.
Cheapest ticket to get in the game right now, Ohio State, Michigan. Take a guess. For two. I looked.
For two tickets?
I looked Sunday. Take a wild guess.
175?
No. 525. They were 250 apiece when I looked Sunday. I'll check right now to make sure. So I'm
my
not
first
that
thought
asshole,
was 250, and I was like, nah, bro, it's not going to be that much.
Holy fuck.
For cheap tickets?
For the worst ones.
That's wild.
If you want to go, I'll look right now just to make sure my numbers are correct. I might be lying. If you want to go to the game Saturday to watch Ohio State beat the fuck out of Michigan, the shittiest ticket, highest up, 250.
No, the Steelers 250, are favored by 2.5 on FanDuel.
250 apiece. You're going to pay 550, 600 with fees for two people to go. That's crazy. I didn't know that the demand was quite that high, but it's Ohio State. So
yeah,
your favorite, you're showing different on FanDuel?
FanDuel has Steelers favored 2.5 points.
So we can do after the game. Double check where am I here. Yeah, I'm showing Bengals favored by 3.
This says plus 3?
It says negative 3. That means you're favored?
No, that means, wait.
If it's a negative 3, they're
oh yeah, it says
yeah, right. They're favored. 2.5. Right, so the plus would go to Steelers. So 2.5. So they're favored by 2.5 on FanDuel too.
Yeah,
I'm shocked by that. That's interesting. I would never guess.
What the fuck? Is someone hurt? What is happening?
I would never guess that. I mean, it's a divisional game, and it's in Cincinnati, but fucking Steelers are 8-3, and they look good. Bengals are 4-7, and are losing games they should win. So, I don't know. Joe Burrow is slinging the ball. I'll give him that. But he's not winning games. His team's not. So, I don't know. No. If they're favored, we'll find out. Could be interesting to see.
That's wild that they're favored by almost a field goal when their field goal kicker is garbage this year.
Yeah, he hadn't done that great. Money Mac has turned into Money Maybe. Whatever. Maybe Mac.
Missing Mac.
Maybe Mac. We don't know. Hate to make fun of the guy. Seems like a nice guy. He's just missing field goals, and that's not good. That's what he's there for.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I got nothing else this week. Do you? Job description. Got anything else this week?
No, I don't think so.
Hope you guys have a wonderful holiday and Thanksgiving. We'll see you next week.
Later.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Flashburn Podcast. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, and share this show with your family and friends. We love you guys, and we hope you have a nice day.